Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this fine podcast, the podcast that is focused on yourself, development and growth. My name is Kevin Miner, and I'm so excited to be here again with you to bring you out another episode that I hope and pray will enhance your life, if not change it. Today is yet another guest episode that I have here for you, and I'm hoping that iki tutu kichapa enyewe, by the time you're getting out of here, utaanza kazi. If you are not started, ama kama uliko umeanza kuprocrastinate tafadhali, you will start something. So my next guest, he's a singer stroke songwriter. He's a producer. He is an audio engineer. He's a guitarist. He's a pianist. And he is part of an amazing music band that you all know of, Jadi Signed and Kaka Empire.
Ish.
Is that muziki?
Thank you so
Tom
much.
Uh-huh. How are you doing?
I'm good, manze. Mm-hmm. I'm good. Yeah. It's a pleasure being here. Yeah. Even when we met and you told me about the podcast, I was super excited.
Yeah.
And so, I'm happy to be here.
Me, I'm glad that you're here. Mm-hmm. But talking about how we met, till you meet Westgate Pane.
Westgate,
guy was vibing. We'll talk more about that.
Uh-huh.
But let me tell you how I found out about you. Uh-huh. So, I'm Jina Kubwa. So, this is something interesting. My girlfriend at that time, akaniambia, listen to this guy is just it, and that's when I knew it will not last.
Like
that's when I knew, and true to that, right? I am single and searching. But yo, I mean, that was a blessing for me, because I was like, where has this guy been? And from that time, this guy has been an inspiration to me, if you didn't know that. And I'm so glad that you're here. Yeah. And I'm glad that we're doing this. And for you guys who have been watching Ethan, you know what he does, pale Ethan Muziki on his IG. Mm-hmm. Amazing tunes, bringing them. And I'm hoping that you can now see another side of him. And that's why we named this series Unfolding the Untold. Hopefully you will get a side of him that you've never get a sneak peek behind the curtain. So when we met at Westgate, for me, what stood out, because it was a jamming session, we were all performing acoustics.
Yeah.
For me, what stood out of all performances, because everyone was unique by themselves.
Yeah.
Everyone was just, kila mtu alikuwa na kitu yake.
Yeah, everyone was a vibe.
Yeah. But for me, what stood out is that how intentional your music was, in terms of like, ulikuwa so, okay, you're like, okay, fine, I can sing, but that was not the point. For you, it was like, get this message. And I remember you even had like a monologue before one day.
Hey,
like,
bro,
like, listen, music, like, and that for me blew my mind. Mm-hmm. That for me stood out. And true to that, instead of winning your competition, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It was a vibe, you know. And honestly, to me, every song, okay, when I'm writing, I'm just vibing with it. But every song has to talk about something specific. Even if it's love, I want you to just feel a particular emotion through that song, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's crazy. A little guy love. Akashtuka kuona mimi. Lakini siwezi daddy. To keep back here alone. When you're calling my phone. I hope unajua siwezi slake. Check it. Shani washa vipetli.
That's something that is clear on what you do.
Yeah, thank
which
you.
Is amazing,
thank
right?
Uh-huh.
So, let's start from your childhood.
Okay.
Right? Because you're a musician, not only as a bro. We enjoy it, and there are people struggling to find their passions, to find what they want. How did music come about for you? Was it something that, you know, you were taught? Was it something that was from your mom or dad's side? What experiences led you to where you are in terms of music?
You know, the crazy thing is, I didn't start by singing. I wasn't really into singing.
Yeah.
I was a dancer and a rapper.
Okay.
Imagine.
Whoa, dancer and a rapper.
Yeah,
rapper.
I was spitting bars. I remember when I was in class 6. We used to live in Umoja. So there's this school. Any person who's from Umoja who's watching, they know this school called Tumaini.
Tumaini. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was a competition there, a fudge competition, and I got into it as a rapper.
Yeah.
And I actually won, manze. I was in class 6. People are coming with CDs. People, big people, you know, like
rich.
Hey, manze. They're telling the DJ, she's an outrap number 6, you know. And I am like, okay.
Yeah.
Me, I'm just there. They I think they played a bit from YouTube or something. Yeah. I'm freestyling.
And you just freestyling
this. Yeah. Because I believe, like, I was telling you initially, it's a business of emotion, you know.
Yeah.
So you have to feel those people vibes. Mm-hmm. Most times, even people who get so far, are not at even the most talented. They can play all the million instruments,
true.
You know.
That's true, yeah.
it's just that they can manage to give the people the emotion, yeah. And that's just what I've been trying to do.
Whoa.
But yeah, anyway, mm-hmm. So yeah, I was a dancer and a rapper, yeah. So I think as I grew up, my bones started, I don't know, getting too stiff or something, yeah. But now my mom was in the choir. So I think possibly the genes came from her,
yeah.
Because we're Catholic, so yeah. She used to sing and all that, and yeah, then yeah, I started yeah. getting into the vibe, yeah. And then that's when I started singing, and yeah. There's this thing called PPI when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Every Friday we are singing.
PPI is a class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we used to do that, and I used to lead that as well. Mm-hmm. So it just grew from there on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ideally, yes. As a child, that's I can say that's how it started.
Yeah. Maybe. So this is something that was already pre-written. Obviously.
We can say yeah.
Yeah. And bro. Mm-hmm. I've talked to you about how good your productions are, or how good the quality is, something that you're very keen on, and we'll talk about that in a while. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But tell me about how a day in the life of Ethan looks like.
A day in my life.
Hey, in terms of creating, cooking.
Okay, first of all, I think my days are usually just up and down.
Yeah.
I'm usually, sadly these days I'm super busy.
Yeah.
I'm saying sadly because sometimes I just want to sleep,
yeah,
you know?
I hear you.
You feel me?
I hear you.
Like if you ask me the three most, my favorite things, yeah. I'd tell you my bed, number one, mm-hmm. And then my guitars, you yeah. know? And then some other thing that I yeah. think about, you yeah. know? Mm-hmm. So my day would ideally just incorporate me obviously waking up and getting into the studio, because
yeah.
my studio is where I'm at, yeah. So it's just upstairs, and yeah. I'm just creating there.
Yeah.
I always have my guitar right next to my bed.
Whoa.
So when I wake up, that's the first thing I'm always doing.
Yeah.
I don't even get to my phone first.
Are you serious?
I'm, like my phone, sometimes I can go days without it.
Yeah,
yeah, you know. So only that now, what I'm doing, I have to be super consistent.
Yeah,
yeah? So. My day would ideally just be me getting into the studio and then cooking. I enjoy cooking.
Yeah.
I'm not a good chef
but, it's
but yeah,
really
I really enjoy cooking. So I'd cook a few things. I work out these days. I started this month.
Yeah, that's
so flex on them, you know. And then now Vince, part of one of the band members,
yeah.
is teaching me how to dance.
Yeah.
So like he's, you know, reliving back the moments. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes.
It's fire, you know. So I also want to get into dancing a lot. So ideally my day would just be around those things.
Yeah.
You know?
Labda unafikiri uko poa sahihi. Eti vile hauko na mimi. Sikutaka kukueka chini. Ningekupa kila kitu. Labda unafikiri uko poa sahihi. Right. So you have obviously an amazing audience. Right now, the people who look up to you, me included, you know, people who just admire what you do.
Mm-hmm.
There's something, the first time we met, there's something we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the struggle that people never get to see in terms of. Well, Dr. is a congolese, I mean, he can sing, he's so talented. But you mentioned something very interesting right now in terms of your potatoes on your bed, your food studio to cook and do what you're supposed to do. Talk to me about that. You know, the discipline, you know, the life before, how you used to even try. Talk to me about that.
So let's go back to class six, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So around there, class 5, class 6, that's when PPI is a big deal.
Yeah.
And where I'm trying to perform and doing all those type of things. But now, what used to happen is that at that moment, PPI is just kind of like for every Friday, you know?
Yeah.
So music for me at that moment is a hobby.
Yeah.
So I get into high school. And then I join a band.
Yes.
Now that's when the problems are coming in. Because now, initially I was in a school called Aquinas.
Okay.
Yeah, Aquinas High School. Yeah. And then apparently, I think mainly Pendamasomo Sana or what?
Yeah.
I don't know. So I transferred to another school in Nyanza.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not throwing shade
yeah.
to anyone who studied there,
mm-hmm.
but anyone who went to Nyanza knows
yeah.
how they are more into academics than art.
Yeah.
You know, so we formed the band in the school is called Sawagongo.
Sawagongo.
Yeah, shout out. So we went there, But now the problem is from the whole administration was yes. just, it's like they were just against us. Mm. You'd hear parade, eh?
Because of art.
Yeah, you're spending so much time because you know art is so jealous. Yeah. You need to spend a lot of time to create. Best, So they're like, these three people in CG form 4 grade are not studying. Mm. And then they call us out in front of everyone, you know? Mm. So it started feeling as if maybe we should tone down a bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, that passed and then I went into campus.
Mm.
Now, campus, I think actually because of what was going on in high school, I didn't think about doing something that was music related or even communication or whatever, So I went and did agribusiness management. My God.
Mm.
Now, 2 years into the course, and I'm sitting down at a hostel. Mm. I used to live outside the school. And I'm thinking to myself, this is really not what I want to do.
Mm.
I'm calling my mom. I told my mom, you know, I have an African mom.
Yeah.
So I told her, "Mi nataka ku, I don't think this is what I want to do."
Yeah.
And then mom said, "People can have more than one degree. So finish another one, you know." Manze, and I'm starting to get into deep depression.
Yeah.
So someone told me, I met another friend who used to play the guitar. I didn't even know how to play the guitar that well.
Yeah.
And I had one, imagine.
Yeah.
So this guy used to he'd play the guitar for me, and I'd sing kiasi.
Yeah.
And then later on, I learned how to play.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing covers kidogo, and then you're on Instagram, you're posting a video, and you're getting 100 views in months.
Yeah.
You know, and at 100 is a lot. Sometimes you're getting 30, you know. 50, so that 100,
we
want to do something, you know.
Something
So I think the problem is I didn't learn early on that in this business it's more about taking one step and then the next. Instead of looking at, Maina has 1,000 views now.
Yeah.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it's discouraging you.
Yes.
You feel like people maybe just don't like my craft, you know.
Yes.
When it's just that you're not doing it consistently enough for you to get to that point where you'll be getting 1,000 views, you know. So I stopped, later on I stopped getting into the business of views and more into the business of quality.
Wow.
So that even if I get 10 views and you're binging, you're like, hey, this guy is good.
Yeah.
Why am I discovering him now?
Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
And that's what I want people to feel with my music, like, where have I been all this time?
That's exactly what I described to you.
I remember, you know. So honestly, for me, the biggest challenge was that I feel like I was doing a course that I didn't particularly pay any attention to, and it was really eating into me as a person. And then at the same time, my parents were obviously, they were supporting my music, they really do, but they can only support it as a hobby. So later on, 5 years ago, well, I haven't seen my mom for 5 years now, sob story, but so in that time, I realized that now I have to do things on my own, instead of depending on them.
Mm.
That's when I decided to invest into the studio. And then luckily, while I was planning my exit strategy out of school, because that's another problem I've realized.
So you were planning to drop out?
Yeah, Manze.
Whoa, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now the problem is most people just drop out. They don't plan. Exactly. You know, there isn't a strategy like, okay, nimeacha shule, sasa.
What next?
What comes after this?
Yeah.
So me, that was around January when I was planning. And then September is when I dropped out.
Mm.
So I took all that time.
Yeah.
And luckily, in that time space, is when Kaka Empire appeared around July.
Yeah.
So Kaka Empire, when it appeared, I felt like I can go to Nairobi. Now the problem is, while I was signed, I had to, now I was studying in Chuka, that's Meru, you know.
Yeah.
So I have to go to Nairobi every weekend and whatever, and that's just crazy.
Yeah.
There's a risk of accidents,
the
fare. You're a student, where are you getting all that fare? You know,
where are you going to stay in Nairobi?
Well, you know, so there was a lot of things to consider.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, as I planned what I was going to do, I left that course aside and took a different course that I felt I loved a bit more.
Yeah.
And then, from there on, I feel happier, I feel at ease, and I just feel chilled out.
Whoa, bro, that's an amazing story. And it's interesting because I didn't know that part of you dropping out and struggling and all that.
But honestly, if I can be honest with you, I think that was the toughest period that I've ever gone through.
Yeah.
Like, even just the decision, because there's a lot of, you're so unsure.
Yeah.
You're like, yes, I have a strategy.
Yeah, but is it going to work?
Is it going to work? You know, because now I realized it was just, that was plan A to Z.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I decided, let me see if I can get other plans.
Yeah.
And that's when I took a different course. Now, I took a course called digital marketing.
Mm.
And then I did some other things on the side. And then, so I felt like, okay, even if this doesn't work,
at least I have something to fall back.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the discipline in terms of, like, because I can imagine you're your own cheerleader. First of all, you know your parents are not there.
Mm.
They're not fully as in supportive to you in that manner. Mm. And you're the only one going for it and you're the only one hitting for it.
Mm.
Talk to me about that discipline in terms of, like, keep going regardless of whatever is happening.
I feel like the main thing for me is just to be able to realize that if I don't do it now, I'm actually never going to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So every time, for me, discipline is something that I can't compromise on.
Because
that's the only way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just have to wake up. I just have to do this. Yeah. Sometimes I write it down.
Yeah.
I have to do this. And I feel that's just the main thing. Actually, even with my craft, and so even as my audience is growing, the discipline I feel is what is making me continue to do what I'm doing.
That's amazing, bro. So this is something that I wanted to talk to you about. Obviously, your music is very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a story behind it. Tumeona hadithi za mjini. By the way, if you haven't checked it out, go ahead. There's something cooking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your perspective in terms of music. Because for you, it's obviously like, see mainstream, so you're going to mainstream. There's really an unique. What's your view in music and in terms of creating what goes around?
Mm. You see, initially when I started writing music, because I write almost a song every 2 days.
Yeah.
You know? And I produce it, it's ready. So there are many songs that people don't get to listen to.
Yeah.
So when you see I've posted, I've actually, there are so many more. Like on the side.
Mm.
So for me, with the projects, even with Hadithi za Mjini, what I'm just trying to work on is to give people music that they feel is close to them. You know, I don't want to give people advice. You know, like, even if I write a gospel song, you know, I don't want to say ati Mungu atakukujia, fanyeni hii no fanyile, you know, because I'm not perfect. I don't even know those things. I just want to talk about my experiences, and that's my writing process.
Wow.
I write it from my side, and then hopefully you're like, how did you even
think? And then you make it resonate so deeply
with
the people. So it's not about what's trending right now. Let's jump into that, because I've seen many people doing in Kenya, and you are very different from that.
I don't want to compromise. Thank you so much. I don't want to compromise what I'm giving.
Yeah.
You know, I just want, even if it's very experimental with some of them, let it just be that.
Yeah.
The people who I want people to appreciate it, you know. There are people who maybe sometimes are going for ille fame,
and
clout, you know. But I feel like if you get, like, someone like Joe Cole, I salute the guy, because I don't care if he sings something that's mainstream or not. I just vibe to his music, and that's also what I want to give people.
Exactly,
you know.
Exactly. Your talk is clear. Un Ethan on a journey, Ethan.
Exactly. It's authentic.
Right. So, this is one of the last questions. But how important is it for people, in your opinion, to master the craft? Because kuna watu, like you said, unangalevi Ethan music, unasema umse kuna 10k followers, how can I be like him, or how can I have so many views like him? How is it important for you, or to you, how is it important, or how important is it for people to master their craft?
Ideally, you want to be a master of something, not just fundi wa a lot of things, but there's nothing exactly that, you know. So ideally, I feel that's the like, it's so important to master your craft, because that's where you're feeding from, you know. Not even in terms of money, but even in terms of your own emotional security,
and even
your mental state, you know. If the music, for someone like me, my music is my escape even at times, you know. So if I if I want to play the guitar and to play the piano, the bass, the drums, but I can only play one thing on them, then how is it really helping it generally?
Yeah.
But let me be really good at the guitar, set it aside. Let me be good at this, set it aside.
Switch one step at a time.
Exactly, you know.
Exactly.
So when you're doing your craft, when you're posting, you're getting your views. When people come, they're saying, this is I feel that's the main thing. Even views, man.
It could depress. Looking at the numbers, it will depress you.
It will depress you, man. Kai, bro. People are having emotional mental meltdowns.
Yeah.
You know, like because of all these things. And it's just crazy.
Wow. That's amazing. So, Ethan, next 5 years, where do you see yourself? Or where will Ethan be, hopefully?
Ethan will have an amazing production house, because that's what I'm building on.
Yeah,
right now, I want to
music-wise.
So it's gonna. I already have a studio, but this thing never ends.
Yeah,
you know, I want to get now into.
But a studio, I can upgrade this.
I can upgrade this one. So the production house ideally is gonna be something else. But the main thing that I want to work on is a project. This is an exclusive, actually.
Yeah, exclusive. Upper.
Yeah.
Kevin's Ford, huh?
Yeah. So there's a project I'm working on. It's called Lesso Acoustic.
Lesso Acoustic.
Yeah. We are partnering with so many different people.
Yes.
But I'm ideally the founder. And what we want to do is to bring... We are actually inviting artists to that show.
Yeah.
And the music that we want to give you people...
Yes.
Yani, it's we not about mainstream anymore.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. This is about... your souls, that's where we're going for.
Yeah.
And I just feel like you're not ready. And 5 years from now, Lesso Acoustic will be the joy of not just Nairobi, but of Kenya. I'm telling you. Because the music there is going to feed your souls.
That's finish up with a segment that I added that's very interesting.
Right.
It's called the Big Blank. So I'll say something and then you fill in the blank, right? So in a limit,
whatever comes.
Yeah. Okay. So if I wasn't a musician, I would be a
potato.
All right. Number two, when I am not creating music or singing, I am doing dash.
Cooking.
I'm cooking. All right. Number three, one thing that I am grateful for despite COVID-19 is.
My guitars.
Number four, the kindest thing someone has ever done for me is
buying me a phone, I suppose.
I saw that on your
just a friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Number five, for all the beautiful ladies asking whether I'm single, I'm actually options: A, entangled. B, in a relationship. C, not in a relationship. D, non-applicable.
Sorry, I can't hear you. What is the
for all the
entanglement.
But anyway, you umesema hiyo ni non-applicable.
Sorry.
You umesema nina.
What?
Okay, fine. Kuna kitu hapa kuna mitandao.
Yeye nimeilenga kabisa.
Man, I understand you, bro. But anyway, Ethan, thank you for coming through.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm so grateful, and I'm hoping that this episode hopefully inspires you, does something great for you. Thank you to Will King Studios again for powering our episodes, and we're hoping that you will be back again here next week. Tag us kindly on your screenshots. Tutapata pale Ethan Muziki everywhere, IG mostly, pale Kevin's Pod, do that thing, and we'll see you then.
Bye.
Thanks, man.